Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, this is Claire Coffey, and you're listening to Stardust Radio with Jen, Joanne, and Desi.
Hi, this is Bradford Anderson, and you're listening to Stardust Radio with Jen, Joanne, and Desi.
Hi, this is Jennifer Barron.
And Agent Moreta Barron.
And you're listening to
Stardust Radio
with Jen, Joanne, and Desi.
Well, hello, everyone. You are listening to Stardust Radio on the Blog Talk Network. Today is Tuesday, June 10th, 2008. I am Jennifer. As always, our call-in number is 347-945-5423. And please log into our chat room, and don't forget to rate our show after we are done tonight. I want to say hello to my wonderful Desi.
Hello.
How are you, Desi?
I'm good. I'm excited about tonight's show.
I know, me too. And well, before we get to our guest, very, very important announcement to make. I have to say a very, very happy birthday to our favorite rock star, Carolyn Hennessy.
Woo! Happy birthday!
For those of you who are maybe not be familiar with the name, but she plays Diane Miller on General Hospital, and she is awesome. We love her.
Yay.
Okay, so our guest tonight. Oh. Honestly, when Night Shift started, I really wasn't sure about a GH spinoff, but I quickly fell in love with our guest tonight. He is the cardiologist who makes our hearts rapidly. So please welcome Dominic Raines. Dominic?
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Nice to be on the show.
Yes, I'm very excited to have you tonight.
Thank you so much. How are you guys doing?
Very good. Actually, I'm a little scared right now. We're having a bit of a storm, and there are trees right outside my door, and I'm, like, envisioning them coming in.
What area are you guys in?
I'm in New York.
I'm in California.
Oh, you're in California?
Yes, I am.
So you're enjoying the weather like I am.
Yes, I am.
Have you already
and
got
it's
your
brutally
tan
brutally
yet?
Hot.
Yes, I do have a tan.
Very good, very good. So what's going on? What's new? What's old?
Well, actually, we want to know what's new with you, especially that Night Shift Season 2 is starting. Are you going to be on that?
Well, it's I guess it could be a disappointment, but I guess it's also it could be a good thing. This year has kind of just been a year for me to concentrate on theater and more so my craft. So I've just kind of gone off in that world. And, I had the pleasure of, you know, hearing from Night Shift again to come on board for season two. And I was excited about it, but unfortunately I had already committed to a play that I'm doing right now, which is a very, very powerful, important play about the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. And I didn't want to give it up. And, you know, we were looking to try to work around it, and they were working on both sides to actually see if they can work something out. And unfortunately, the night I open and the weekends that I play, it would conflict with the days I film for Night Shift. So I had to drop out of Night Shift.
Wow.
When
does your play open?
My play opens July 10th, exactly 1 month from today.
Awesome.
Yeah,
that's right
but,
around Fan Club weekend.
Say that again?
Right around Fan Club weekend.
Oh, okay. Very good.
So, yeah.
Very cool. But I just found out today that my brother Ethan is going to be playing the role of Leo Julian now.
Oh, wow.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. So you guys will get a kick out of him, I'm sure. He's a wonderful, talented actor, and you know, he's been a mentor to me, and he's someone that I've enjoyed working with and growing with, and I think everybody will be in for a treat with him.
Well, we look forward to that, definitely.
Absolutely. But I definitely wish I could have been there, and I'll tell you, you know, being a part of General Hospital and Night Shift and doing all that stuff, I'll tell you, there was an excitement in doing it and in having something that you can create. But what really kept me excited, what really kept me motivated, what really kept me going all the time was the pleasure of every individual, every fan outside of, you know, the place, the, you know, where I work and what I'm doing, who gave me that energy, that fed me, the reason, that gave me purpose, you know what I mean, to continue and do it. And I really owe it to all of them, all of you guys, because without you, I would have been nothing up there. And it was that propelled me to continue and wanted to continue it. And, you know, I sincerely apologize to all of them that I'm not going to be there again. But I mean, who knows what the future will hold.
Yeah, you know, it's you know, it's really great to hear you say that, because, you know, it, you know, that you guys really do appreciate fans and everything. And
absolutely. Absolutely. I tell you, it's very easy for an actor, and I'll just be brutally honest because I have nothing to hide. It's very easy for an actor to get lost, you know, because they lose the sense of craft. They lose a sense of responsibility and keeping that grounded essence that they need to continue and grow. You know what I mean? Sometimes we as actors, we get lost, especially being out here and being in a lifestyle which is, you know, of glamour and of marketability. So it's like sometimes you lose your strength in development, and you put it more towards something that, I hate to say it, but is superficial. You know what I mean? So I think sometimes we forget that what creates that is the people who sit back and take the time to watch, who end up loving something that, you know, some of us go and don't give, you know, two thoughts about. You know what I mean? And so I saw it as, I felt like I it would be offensive to me if I put my heart and soul into something and later found out that the thing that I put my heart and soul into was a fluke. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely.
So it was, I definitely have to say, you know, it was an honor to be a part of, you know, all your lives and have you a part of mine for that period of time.
Yeah,
it was an honor.
We, you know, me and Desiree, we've both been watching General Hospital for years. I mean, Desi's been watching it for how long, Des?
I'd say about 15.
Yeah, I've been watching it for about 20. Yeah, so we kind of have, like, you know, like the attachment to the characters and stuff. And then, you know, when
Absolutely.
Night Shift started, you know, we're like, all right, whole bunch of new people. What are we gonna do? You know, and then, you know, we ended up loving it.
You guys
loving
excited
it.
About Night Shift 2?
Yeah.
That's great.
I'm just wondering who's gonna be on it. So, you know, from season one, or if we're gonna get a whole new cast or something like that. So that'll be very interesting.
Look forward to having a new cast. The only people that from what I knew that they were bringing back from Night Shift 2 or Night Shift 1 was Patrick, Robin, and Leo. So, and I think the rest are going to be, but maybe I shouldn't say anything because then we'll
talk. Yeah, we don't want you to get in trouble.
No, it's out of my hands now. You know, I can't get in trouble. I'm pretty sure I couldn't. I don't think.
But speaking of Dr. Julian, you had to write a storyline for him.
You're going to have to rephrase all your questions now because I'm no longer Dr. Julian.
I know.
Okay, well, if you're writing for your brother who's going to play Dr. Julian, what would you write for him?
Go ahead, you were saying?
What would you want as a storyline for Dr. Julian?
For me, you know what's funny is they actually kind of threw in a lot of things. I had the pleasure of sitting down with the new executive producer and head writer of Night Shift 2. And, you know, when I sat down and talked to them, Sri Rao was the writer. He had all these great ideas. There was a love interest with this new doctor, and the new doctor was very opposite his. Okay, now I'm telling you guys the whole thing. I might as well just tell you what Night Shift 2 is going to be all about.
We'd love to hear it.
I don't want to ruin anything for you guys, but you know, they had some great stuff. You know, a love interest for him, which is, you know, I think in life we all want some sense of love. It's some, you know, that's one thing that I could say throughout my character, is I never really had a storyline. And it was very frustrating, I'm not going to lie about it, because it's It's for me, I mean, it was tougher for me to just have to concentrate on being technical, you know what I mean, being the doctor, you know what I mean, which is a role in itself. And in order to compensate for that and be able to balance that, I think, you know, we do need things like love, you know what I mean, we do need things like family. You know, that was all kind of lost with Leo. It was just like a couple of times it was brought up and then disappeared. You know what I mean? So it's like even I was confused myself at times who I was. So it was just like, okay, you know, there was no room for me to say, yes, there was to a certain degree. But when I sat down with the writer and executive producer of Night Shift 2, it was there was a lot of juice. There was a lot of juice. And, you know, one of them, he's going to have his brother working at the hospital now. His step, you know, he's Leo, we find out, is adopted. He's adopted. He was adopted as a young boy. And anyway, make a long story short, he had a brother, a younger brother, and that brother was is not his biological brother, but his adopted brother. And he ends up, you know, going to med school and whatnot, and ends up coming and working as an intern in General Hospital. And he happens to be gay as well. So there's a nice dynamic, you know, right there. The love interest with that he's got now is going to be with this woman who is in holistic medicine. So she's more of like, let's find a natural route to cure. And he's more like, no, it should be by the book this way and that way. So there was a nice clash, which I think would create great tension and love and dynamic. So they had some really good stuff. But, I mean, the only other things that I could say add to it would be a bad boy quality. Because I am a bad boy. I've always been one. You know what I mean? I'm a troublemaker. I'm not going to lie to you. You know, and I would have loved them to have, you know, found that a little bit more in me and allowed me to explore that side. Like, for me personally, I would have loved to do the mob side of General Hospital. Like, that would have been my knack. I would have loved to get into that stuff. But, I always kind of wish they would introduce Leo and Sonny as family members or something like that, and maybe Leo would go off with Sonny. I don't know. I'm just using my imagination here, so bear with me. But, like, let's say if Leo and Sonny got together or like, we find out, like, Leo's, like, some psychotic guy, and no, that probably wouldn't work. That wouldn't work. That would probably get. But I don't know. You know, some storyline with Leo and Sonny. You know, we find out maybe Leo's father has ties to Sonny's, you know, Sonny's family, and then Sonny maybe is pissed off at Leo's father, or is, you know.
Or you could be brothers, or maybe you could be another one of Sonny's children, because he fathered almost everybody in Port Charles, it seems. So, you know.
No complaints here. Well, either way, I would have, you know, working with Maurice was, you know, we didn't talk much, but just a few times that I had to, you know, to act opposite him, I really wished it was more than just, you know, General Hospital. Like, I would love to do a play with that guy. I would love to get, you know, head up, because, you know, he does have a reputation in the soap world in General Hospital, and
oh, yeah.
You know, that carries in to, I mean, for anybody, you, that's his turf. So for me to be on his turf and to, you know, try to one-up him or try to meet as an equal with him, it won't come off good with the producers and the writers. You see what I'm saying? They're going to tone that down, because naturally I would do that. I wouldn't be afraid of his character. I would go toe-to-toe with him. And so if we had, like, a situation where we were in a play, then we're on no one's ground. And then me. But he's just such a good actor. I would love to experience that with him.
I loved
working with him. I mean, for what he does, he's solid. You know what I mean? He's a solid, solid actor. I just love to work with him, you know, once again, but maybe with something more even if it was on General Hospital one day again, you know, out of somewhere down the road. I'd love to do something with him, have a storyline with him.
Me and Desiree had the pleasure of meeting Maurice as well, and he's just one of the nicest guys in the world.
Yeah, man. He's I haven't really had the chance to get to know him, you know, but he does seem like a very interesting person to get to know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
If I, you know, go off a tangent and I start yapping, you guys got to stop me.
No, we like when our guests talk, and you know we have to pull it out of them.
Questions.
Because you know our listeners want to hear you. They don't want to hear us.
Yeah.
Like, well, both girls, shut up. Just let Dominic talk.
I just had a very, very interesting day. You know, I got this. I'm doing this play right now, and I got to tell you, it's a very powerful place in my life that I'm at right now, because it's a very scary place. It's not a stable place. It's a sense of yearning for love, yearning for a sense of, you know, a sense of acceptance of who I am and where I'm going, what I'm going to. And this character, Ismail, this Palestinian sheep herder, is caught up in the middle of this Israeli-Palestinian conflict that has been going on for, you know, God knows how long. And, I mean, I don't know if you guys are familiar with the conflict that exists over there. It's a disgusting state. I mean, we are very blessed. We are very, very blessed in the country that we live in. You know what I mean? The fundamentals behind, you know, our constitution, all these things have developed such a wonderful country for us to find a sense of peace and to go after what we want, you know what I mean, without being told not to, you know. And it really blows my mind, because this, you know, on the other side of the world, exactly on the other side of the world, it is the complete opposite. These people who are living in one place, just imagine someone coming into your house and just throwing you out. I mean, it's mind-boggling. You know, people walk around. I mean, if we were to, our cops walk around with holstered weapons. Just imagine the guy in a regular getup with an assault rifle, but he's, you know, he's a military police or something like that. So it's just like a constant mind-blowing adventure. You never know what's going to happen. It's like you live like an animal. You know, you don't know if today you're going to die or if today you're going to live. You just don't know. Same thing with the Israeli soldiers who stand on top of, you know, a mountain guarding this area right between Lebanon and Israel. And they stand up there, and, you know, every day that same area is getting blown up. It's getting shot at. And these kids are just dying. And these are kids. These are kids. We're talking high school kids. You know what I mean? Like, they have, you know, you'll have, I've been hearing stories because I've been working on this thing, and you know, these kids who just one day are talking to their friends about the things they're going to do in the future, the next second they're standing on top of a mountain getting shot at and getting, you know, slaughtered. And the same guy you just had that conversation, you're the one who has to run around the mountain, go grab him, and, you know, drag his lifeless body away. And I hate to be this graphic about it, but it was, you know, it has an impact on you. You know what I mean? Because you realize the sense of humanity that there is a lack of, and that we yearn for, you know what I mean? And you try to find the truth in that so you can be honest and tell the truth. I mean, otherwise, what is the point of us doing this? You know what I mean? Yeah, what's the point of us living? Yeah. Even with acting, you know, you just look the person in the eye and tell the truth. It's as simple as that.
Yeah.
So it's like every day I'm just, the more I head into this character, you know what I mean? I hate to say I head into this character, but I develop his morals and his fundamentals. And I guess when I say him, I'm talking about me. It's the same damn thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It wasn't that you were watching Leo, it's that you were watching Dominic. You know what I mean? It wasn't that you're going to be watching Ismail, it's going to be that you're watching Dominic. Granted, these are characters that I mesh with. Granted, these are characters that I develop and I use as an excuse to explore, you know? But then you create something, and when you do that, sometimes you get things that you're very excited about, and sometimes you get things that you didn't expect, and that kind of freak you out. You know what I mean? But I think that's the beauty of it. I think it's the beauty of art. You know what I mean? It's the exploration. It's the discovery. It's the journey, you know, within both.
I just love hearing the passion in your voice and what you're, you know, that you love what you do. Because that just makes it, you know, it makes it like, I know that when I watch you, whether it be in a play on TV or something, you're going to play it for all that it's worth. You're not just going to be, okay, well, this is another role that I have to do.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, you know, that's the thing, you know, that's, that's the thing. I mean, it's not just me and my career, it's you and your career, it's whoever's listening in their career, in their life. If you're going to do something, you got to find passion. People are afraid of passion. People are afraid of that. We fear passion because it instills a lot of not only the great stuff in us, but it instills also the disgusting things. And the thing is, we fear those things. And the more we fear from them, the more we run away from them, and the more we push these things that are bottled inside us, we keep pushing them down. And then it gets to the place where it becomes dormant. And it's still there, but we don't even recognize it anymore. So if you're not going to find passion in everything you do, if you're not going to keep exploring and opening yourself up to be effective, what is the point? What is the point?
I completely 100% agree with you on that.
You know, I'm very glad that you guys got my brother, because you're gonna love him, and now you get to see the family. And now you get to see the family, so it'll be great. But when I enjoyed being a part of General Hospital, and I give my oath is to the fans, no one else but to the fans. I'm delighted about the casting director, Mark Teschner, and Jill, the executive producer, and Bob, the head writer, and they gave me the opportunity. But I'm not an idiot. As much as they helped me, I helped them. You know what I mean? Therefore, at some point, I have to realize, okay, what is going to allow me to grow and go to the next level? And then I see my relationship with them. I see my relationship with General Hospital. Well, if it's going to be a place where I can't express my truth and I have to be inhibited by, certain technicalities or because for the sake of money, then I have no purpose.
Yeah.
Then I can be, that I'm just like anybody else who says okay to anything. And I'll say okay. I'll say okay. Absolutely, I will. But we all will, I'm sure, if the price is right. And again, this is nothing for the price, but at the same time, it has to do with a role that is once in a lifetime. Can you hold on for me 1 second?
Mm-hmm.
I have an interview right now. Can I call you? That was my brother. That was my brother.
Hey, they're all excited to see you on GH.
Oh, we are excited.
Hey, you know what? Hey, come here. Come here.
This is Stardust Radio. You guys, Stardust Radio. They were doing an interview for Leo from a while back, and I just told him that you're the new Leo. Yeah, say hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello. How are you?
How are you doing?
We're good.
What am I speaking to?
Are you excited to be joining the General Hospital family?
I am. Jennifer and Debbie, hi, how are you guys?
No.
Good.
Okay. I know he's on the phone with you guys. Very nice to meet you guys. I hope to talk with you guys soon.
Yes, definitely.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
All right, yes, that was him. So you guys heard from him before they told you guys. I told you
guys. I know.
Yeah.
You heard it first from
Stardust
on Stardust
yes,
Radio.
Exactly.
You heard it first on Stardust Radio.
Oh,
there you go. But yeah, I don't want to go off on a tangent here and start speaking nonsense. But you got to do what you want to do in this world, and you can't be afraid to make the choices you make. And you got to know that when you make those choices, you're not going to be wrong. You're going to learn a lesson, and that lesson is not right nor wrong. But in that lesson, you will find in your gut, in your heart, where you need to go next time. And that's what life's about. You know what I mean? There is no end destination in what we do. So if we don't make the decisions and act on those decisions out of fear that, this isn't going to be like this, or this is it, or what about if this happens? What if? We have enough what ifs and as ifs. You got to, at some point, realize, be in tune to who you are so you can make a clear-cut, concise decision on where you believe your life needs to go. And this is where my life needs to go right now. And hopefully one day I can share this with you all once again and at a new level with more love to give to you.
Definitely. You know, we always like to keep in touch and know what, you know, all of the actors are up to.
Absolutely.
Because we have an appreciation for you guys.
Oh, yes.
The fact that
you guys
take the time for us. You know, and that's what this show is about. This show is bringing the actors to the fans because we are, I mean, me and Desiree, we pretty much go to everywhere. we travel to see you guys, you know, and stuff like that because we're appreciative of you and we know that
a lot of people
can't do that.
Oh, I hear that. I hear that. I hear that. And I think I respect that greatly. I respect that greatly about you. And, you know, I guess maybe there's a big weight that's off my shoulders now, not having to play Dr. Leo. So I think that's another great thing that I think it stopped when it did is I would speak sometimes in, and I think we all do it, and I'll just be honest with you. I have no problem telling you the truth. When you're in a new environment with the attention I was getting and, you know, you had cameras and all kinds of things stuck in your face, you know, you don't know how to respond or what to say. You think there's got to be a certain way. And it's the same thing in acting. It's the same thing. Sometimes you feel like you got to react a certain way, you know what I mean, because you have an idea in your head. So, and there's a conditioning effect that comes out of fear, whatever. I don't want to go into that whole thing again. But my point is, what was my point? What was I getting at here? What were we talking about?
Your point is you got to have passion.
Yeah, but where was I going? At least you're getting a laugh out of it. I was talking about what? What was I talking about? No, the very last thing I said, I honestly forgot. My mind went somewhere else. Oh, yeah, that's what I was talking about. I got it. So, yeah, when you're getting interviewed, and I was at that stage, it was a lot. Wow, that was just one gigantic brain fart. That was like the biggest brain fart. Like, what happened there for a second? Wow. Anyway, so, you know, when I was in that level of my life, it was very hard for me to speak. And now it's like I feel a lot more grounded where I am. So speaking to you now, you know, all I want right now is truth. All I want is honesty. And if I have to, you know, kind of expose myself and become vulnerable, well, that's I'm looking forward to that. I need that in my life right now. You know, so I enjoy doing that with you guys. But I got to definitely say that both of you have given off this great vibe. And, you know, I feel this with so many people, you know what I mean? So many people who take the time to watch soaps and the fans who all of you guys have that energy about you. You're all wonderful people with such great hearts. And it was such an honor, you know, it's such an honor to be a part of this whole thing. Really, it sits at my heart because I'll tell you, I really enjoyed meeting you all whenever I got the chance. It was so nice. I didn't have a bad time. It was a great time just meeting good people. And I'm glad I can you know, do this with you both.
Well, thank you very much. That means a lot.
Absolutely. Yeah, you guys continue doing what you're doing. You know, even if you get the one or two that come on there that have something to say, it's well worth it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Definitely. Well, we actually have questions in the chat room.
Sure.
From Carissa, we have, is Dominic going to be doing any personal events in the future? It was great meeting him at Tales and Tops.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see why not. I don't see why I wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if the opportunity poses itself and if I'm not doing anything, absolutely, you know, absolutely. Absolutely, if I can, you know, make it over to wherever it's at or, you know, if I'm part of the invitation, then absolutely I'll be there and I'd love to meet. You said Chrissy or Christy?
Carissa.
Carissa.
Yes.
I would love to meet her again, Carissa.
Yeah. let's see. I think we should probably take some calls from the fans. So
okay.
Let's see. Who's going to be our lucky first caller? Let's see. Area code 904, you are on the air with Dominic.
Hey, guys, it's Georgette.
Hey, Georgette.
Hey,
hey
Georgette,
Dominic.
How are you?
Good, how are you? I'm also on the phone with Kimmy.
Hi, Dominic, how are you?
Hi, how are you, Kimmy?
How are you?
I'm doing good, honey, I'm doing good. Just being a little busy bee.
No,
how are you both doing?
Good.
Huh?
I'm pretty good.
Everything is good with you?
Yep. We're listening. Wow, you're talking really nice, all those words and everything. Very deep.
That was very, very deep.
Thank you, honey. Yeah, well, it was from the heart, so.
Hey, I have a question about your play. Where can we find out how, can we go to the play? Is it
you absolutely can. You can go to www.desertsunrise.com.
Because I'm going to California for FanCo weekend, and I want to see if I can go to the play to come see you.
Absolutely, honey.
Okay, I'll do that. Are you coming to FanCo weekend?
Well, to be honest with you, I believe the nights that you guys are going to do the fan club is the nights that I'm going to be performing. Because I start July 10th from Thursday to Sunday every night at 8 o'clock.
How long does it run, Dominic?
It's going to probably run till about the second or third week of August.
Maybe I'll have to come out to California.
Oh, absolutely, honey. You'd be more than welcome to come out. Absolutely. Yeah, if
is
you guys...
Is the theater wheelchair accessible?
Say that again, honey?
Is the theater wheelchair accessible?
Yeah, I believe it is. Absolutely. I believe it is. Oh, it has to be. It has to be. I'm sure there's laws and guidelines.
I just checked the website, and that didn't work.
It should be on there. I don't know. Did you go to... Try it in Google or something. I don't know.
What's the play called? Desert Sunrise?
Desert Sunrise, yeah.
Okay, I'll Google and see if I can find out.
Yeah.
Okay, other than that, we just wanted to listen. Thanks for talking to us. It was good seeing you, like, 3 weeks
ago.
Oh,
you're wonderful, honey. Always good to see you. Always good to see you. Absolutely. Always good to see you. I look forward to seeing you back again.
Hope to see you in July. I'll probably find a way to get there, and I'll let you know and stuff. So take it easy,
absolutely.
And thanks again for talking to us.
Oh,
yeah,
my
thanks,
pleasure.
Dominic. Take care of yourself.
Absolutely. Great to hear you both.
Okay.
Great. Thanks, girl.
Right.
Bye.
We're going to stay on the line and listen.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Dominic, I actually got to see you at the Hope for Haley thing. I got you to sit in my lap.
You did?
Yes. As
oh, yes,
Haley.
You did. Wait, that's you.
It is me.
That's you. Right on. I was like,
we call her the giggler.
Yeah. Yes, that
the
was
giggler.
My goal. No reason,
that's
I just
true.
Giggle a lot.
Well, actually, Sebastian Roche gave her that nickname.
Yes, yes.
Mr. Sebastian. That's one hell of a guy, I tell you.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, I love him, man. I love Sebastian. I tell you, man, he is one of the most genuine, good, just like powerful human beings I've ever met. He's something else, Sebastian. I mean, I love his spirit. He's just a wonderful human being. I mean, he gave me a book that changed my life. It's called The Prophet by Khalil Gibran, and it is a wonderful, wonderful book. I really recommend you guys read it. It's just a powerful, powerful read, and take it for what it is, and you know, don't judge more than that. But it is an absolutely phenomenal book, and you know, I. It's the gifts that I really appreciate in life, you know. Of course, it hit me at a specific age when this started happening, but because, you know, we always like other gifts, material gifts, but the best gifts that I've ever received, that I've ever carried with me, the three of them, is books, movies, and music. And I should say, in this order, it would be actually music, books, or music, movies, and books. I'm a big fan of those three. Those three, you could, I've learned so much and I've grown so much utilizing those three.
Well, speaking of music, movies, and books, we actually do a segment called, that was perfect, right?
I know.
We actually do a segment
called
Favorite.
It's all meant to be. It's all meant to be.
It is. We couldn't have planned that one better. We actually do a segment called Favorite. And it's actually 10 questions about your favorite things. So, you ready for this?
Sure.
Okay. Your favorite color?
Yellow.
Your favorite animal?
That would either be a lion or a tiger. But that would be one of those two. It would be a cat. Most likely a lion.
Your favorite movie?
Of all time, wow. You know, I don't want to sound cliche, but one of the most flawless films, I think, to date, flawless. Acting, directing, writing, all around, picturesque, was The Godfather. So it stands as one of my favorites because it is a flawless movie. It really has made an impact on me.
Mm-hmm.
But there have been some great movies, like even recent ones, like There Will Be Blood, which is another phenomenal movie, and I guess a lot of that has to do with Daniel Day-Lewis. You guys have to bear with me, because when it comes to films and acting, I'm going to talk a little bit more. Whether you like it or not.
That is okay with us.
Go ahead. What were we saying?
That is okay with us.
That's okay with you. Okay, great. So Godfather, I'd say, I mean, there's so many. Taxi Driver with De Niro. You got Serpico. I mean, just I'm a huge fan of those. And then, you know, Brando's films. You know, I mean, his stuff was just, oh, Viva Zapata. Then you had another one, which I love, Appaloosa. There was... oh, shoot, my mind is drawing a blank, but there's, and then, you know, There Will Be Blood with Daniel Day-Lewis, phenomenal actor. He's my number one actor right now, is him. He's my number one actor. And then there's another one, great independent film, which I watched recently, and it has beat so many of the other films, and I related to it a lot. This is when you start talking a lot. That's what happens. is This Is England, and you know, I lived in England for 6 years, and it was an interesting place in my life. I mean, granted, I was very young, but you know, that had a huge impact on me. You know, that was that developed me to my mind frame when I came to the U.S. It developed a lot of my aggression, and if you watch this film, This Is England, and I think I don't know if you can get it at any of the, like, Blockbuster or anything. If you have Netflix or maybe even Blockbuster online, you could definitely, I'm sure you can get it. It's called This Is England. You have to see it. It's a very raw film, but it is a beautiful film, and it is just, it's like a dirty poetry. It's dirty poetry is the best way I could put it. But no, I got to stop now, or I'm going to keep going. So,
okay, well, let's move on to TV. Your favorite TV show?
Favorite TV show? You know, I don't really watch too much TV, to be honest with you. In fact, I kind of stay away from watching TV.
Same as me.
To be honest with you. But, you know, I've watched, like, an episode here and there of TV shows because, you know, I'm at a friend's house, so it might pop on. But the ones that I have the utmost respect for are shows like Boston Legal. I think it's a phenomenal show, and I really enjoyed it because I studied criminology in college. So I found it very relevant. And let's see, the other one would be like Californication was another
that's
great one.
Show. Yeah, that's a good show.
Yeah, I saw pretty much every episode last season except for the last one, which I heard was the best one. Don't tell me, though. I'm going to get it.
Okay. I love though.
But, yeah, so I would say that one. And, you know, I don't know. I'm not too excited about TV nowadays, you know. It's like it's not – Showtime and HBO give off good TV. Like, I think TV outside of that, you know, it's ruined because it just becomes a marketable thing. I mean, for us, we watch it because we want to see a story, see something happen. We want to be filled with something, you know what I mean? Granted, we go to movies to do that, but we want to sit TV in our own home and do that as well. We want to be moved.
Yeah.
And I feel like, especially primetime network shows, they don't do that. You know what I mean? They're just, they have to keep the attention of the audience. You see what I'm saying? And by doing that, they have to put things over there that become visually entertaining. And so what happens is that we become adapted to that. And when it comes to something like watching The Tudors or Californication, you know, these really good shows, Sopranos, you know, The L Word, you know, shows that it's like film-like quality. All that, you know, gets missed. So most of the stuff that you saw me speak about right now have been shows, except for Boston Legal, that have been on Showtime or HBO. But, I mean, those are the ones that I'd say I have, you know, respect for. I'm sorry, I'm really dragging out these answers.
That's fine.
That's definitely okay. But I know we have all the callers are like, we want to get through. And so I promise, guys, I'll pick you guys up as soon as I'm done with these questions. Okay. Your favorite actor and actress?
Yeah, my favorite actor, definitely by far right now, would be Daniel Day-Lewis. And I'll tell you, you ask me these questions, but, you know, our lives change and our thoughts and our feelings and all these things change. So if you asked me 5 years ago, I'd tell you right now Marlon Brando, Al Pacino, Robert De Niro, Robert Downey Jr., which I have the utmost respect, and he still ranks as one of my favorites. But Daniel Day-Lewis to me is a typhoon. That guy is a powerhouse. He's a tour de force. You know what I mean? Like, he is something else. That guy is power. That guy, I just love him. I love him. Can you tell? And the other guy is Javier Bardem. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Javier Bardem, but if you want to watch a really good movie and a phenomenal actor, watch Before Night Falls. You guys would love it. Before Night Falls. Phenomenal, phenomenal movie. And he was just in No Country for Old Men. Another book another film that I would definitely recommend you guys watch by him is The Sea Inside. Watch these movies. This is gold I'm giving you. It's very great movies. If you haven't seen them already.
We have a lot of books and movies to watch from all of these interviews that we do with everybody. Watch this, read this, and so we're going to be busy when we're not.
Yeah, we got our list down.
You guys got to do it. Then you can get into my framework and my mind work a little bit more.
Exactly.
That's right.
There you go. I'm giving you gold here, darling.
I know you are.
For female, man, that's a tough question. But, you know, she's always been my favorite, I think. And she's the first woman that always pops in my head the second anyone asks me about female favorite actresses, favorite actors. But it would be Meryl Streep, I think. I love her. I think she's absolutely phenomenal. But another one who's just come up, and a young up-and-comer who I think is going to be another tour de force female actor, is Marion Cotillard, who was the woman who played in Edith Piaf's biopic called, what was it called? She won the Oscar for it, too.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. I can't remember the name of the movie, though.
Yeah, that's really going to bug me now. But let's not create any more air that's already in my head. Whatever, it'll come to me. It'll come to me. But, yeah, those would be probably my top two that would come to mind.
Okay. How about your favorite book?
Favorite book, man. I mean, I would definitely have to say, again, I'm not going to give you one answer. I'm going to give you 10.
Okay.
I would say definitely Khalil Gibran's The Prophet. Absolutely, mm-hmm. without a doubt. I would say, what else would I say? I would say Siddhartha by Hermann Hesse. Siddhartha by Hermann Hesse. What else would I say? Let's see. Let me go to my library. What else would I say? Oh, man.
This is good having the in-home interview. You could go and
it.
Just your library, you know.
Absolutely, absolutely. Way of the Peaceful Warrior was really good. The Alchemist was awesome. Here you go. Ishmael. It's a fantastic book, Ishmael. Phenomenal. It's about this man meeting this ape who is, you know, inside this warehouse, and the ape talks to the man and tells the man how man came to be who he is today, you know, from the very beginning. How he became a, what do you call, not a giver or a taker, but they had him like, okay, hunter-gatherers. You guys know what that is, right? Hunters and gatherers.
Mm-hmm.
How mankind started as gathering, and then eventually, you know, it was hunting, and then hunting for more and wanting more and taking more to how that has catapulted and escalated in man taking over the world. And slowly using all of its resources and destroying it. It was a phenomenal book. Phenomenal, phenomenal book. There's a great book called Bitter Winds, which is about the Mao Zedong and how he came over in China with communism and took over.
Everyone in the chat room is saying how passionate you are, and they love you. They're all...
Well, we're all humans. We need to connect on some level so we know that there's truth behind what we're saying. And that's because they all have that piece of me inside of them, so they know that it's truth. Sidney Poitier's The Measure of a Man is a wonderful book. Malcolm X biography is great. Marlon Brando, it's a great book. I mean, I'm just starting to name off really good books now. but that would be a lot of it. And right now, I'm reading this really, really great biography by Walter Isaacson called Einstein, and it's about the life and times of Albert Einstein and his interpretation of the universe and how he came and. About a fascinating, fascinating human being. If you guys get the opportunity to read about him, I definitely recommend it. Just a phenomenal, phenomenal human being. Really went against the grain, of, you know, from what anybody ever told him. He went against that grain. You know, he went after what he wanted, and he fought for what he wanted in his heart, and that's why he was one of the most powerful people I think that's ever been on this planet. Just some person who was not afraid to utilize his capacity and to utilize his childlike behavior, because that's one thing that he stressed, and that's one thing a lot of people, you know, as we grow older, we move away from that childlike essence that we had. When we were young, we would explore, you know, and when we were kids, we would explore, whether it was something physical or imaginative, whatever it may have been. We would want to visualize something, create something. Our imagination would run wild. And it was like, and they actually thought he was a little stupid when he was young and that he was an idiot or he was boring because he was so quiet. But where we develop to where we move on past that stuff, at a certain age, he developed to where he fell into it and became it even more. And using his maturity, and at the same time that childlike essence and mentality. And through his love of science and mathematics, he created theorems and put them together, and he was able to just see it all happen in front of him, which I think it happens. It's happened, you know, it doesn't happen for us as much as it did when we were younger. You know what I mean? We could imagine cities in our head. We could do the impossible. You know what I mean? It was amazing. It was beautiful. Oh, I want to be a kid again all of a sudden. But yeah, so it's a very phenomenal book if you guys want to read it. Oh, and another great book, this is it because I'm looking at it. It's on my nightstand. I read it quite a bit, and I can't believe I forgot this one. But a phenomenal, phenomenal poet. You know, he is, I should just read you guys something. But his name is Rumi, and he was, he's a, you know, Persian ancestry. He's a Persian poet. And he is known as being one of the most renowned, if not the greatest poet, greater than Shakespeare ever was. He's just a phenomenal. Look at this. I'll read this to you guys right now. I'll read a couple. He says, "Advice doesn't help lovers. They're not the kind of mountain stream you can build a dam across. An intellectual doesn't know what the drunk is feeling. Don't try to figure what those lost inside love will do next." Isn't that beautiful? That's just beautiful. Don't try to figure what those lost inside love will do next. I should show that to my brother.
And which book is this? And who is it by?
Rumi is. You can find hundreds of thousands of books on Rumi. You can find things about him, and you can find his poetry. Phenomenal, phenomenal. His name is Rumi. R-U-M-I. And the book that I have is called The Essential Rumi, and it's written by Coleman Banks. Phenomenal. I mean, it's just one of those books where you don't have to start reading it from beginning to end. You could just leave it on your nightstand or leave it in the toilet when you're going in there to do your business and just read through it. So, you know, it's a great just pick up and read a passage and then let go. And what I love about poetry, it doesn't carry weight. You know what I mean? It doesn't carry like a generation behind it. It carries a man, one essence, one pupil of the world. You know what I mean? Who put something together? So it's like you don't have to worry about feeling a certain way towards it. You just read it as it is. You know what I mean? Whereas sometimes when we read a lot of many other books, there is an expectation to live up to when reading the book, and so sometimes you kind of you miss a lot of the power behind, you know, poetry or books or whatnot. But this is a great book. I don't know if anything of what I just said made sense, but whatever, just play along.
It all made perfect sense.
Actually, just to update, I know that everybody in the chat room and everybody who's listening can see that we have 6 minutes left, but I promise you guys, when the show is no longer, we have 6 minutes streaming live over the internet. And then for everybody who's on the phone can still hear us, I will pick you guys up when we go into archive, so don't worry about it. You will all get to talk to Dominic. Okay? So just wanted to mention that.
Sounds good.
Because people watch the countdown, they're like, oh, no, I'm not going to get picked up, and we could go to archive. So don't worry about it, guys.
I look forward to talking to them all.
All right, well, after I get through my last four, we will go to the lines.
Go for it. So I won't keep talking.
All right. Your favorite vacation spot.
Favorite vacation spot. Shit, I need to go on vacation.
Oh, that's great.
Man, I would say it would probably be Bilbao, Spain. Northern Spain, it's in the Basque Country. Very, very beautiful, very beautiful. It's northern part of Spain. Very, very beautiful. My brother was shooting his film out there. If you guys might end up watching, like possibly this October. It's called Open Graves. It's a horror flick. He'll be in it. But I went to go visit him when he was, you know, filming out there, and I fell in love with the place. Great place in the Basque Country called Bilbao. That would probably be it. and probably anywhere in Spain. That's such a beautiful, beautiful country. It's such a beautiful country.
I've always wanted to go there.
You definitely should. It is. I mean, I'll tell you, it is the center of European growth. You know what I mean? It's a phenomenally beautiful place. Yeah.
What
I do remember going to Cyprus though when I was a kid, and that was beautiful too. Go ahead.
Your favorite childhood toy?
My favorite childhood toy, and exactly the picture that popped up in my head was I had this monkey. Okay, it was a monkey with long arms and long legs that the hands and feet, they would stick together. If you touched them, they have Velcro on them, so they would stick. And I remember putting him around my neck and running around. He would just go with me everywhere. I shaved his head. I gave him a haircut. I added cool toys to him.
Oh, wow.
I gave him piercings. That was a Freudian slip, actually, I did. It would be my pet monkey. I don't know what happened to him. He probably ran away after I pierced him.
What about your favorite food?
Favorite food? There's a part of me that does love tradition, so I would definitely have to say Persian, but I'm a huge fan of Japanese sushi, and like sushi and Japanese food. Huge, huge fan. And just like continent. But I mean, to say the first one would probably be from my own heritage, would be Persian food, which is great. Really, really good. Very, very good. I love it. Which if you guys ever get the opportunity, and I hope it's not at a bad one, I hope it's at a good one. But if you get a chance, definitely go have some Persian food.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, does research restaurants for when I come out there.
You got it.
In how many days? I'm countdown. I'm losing my countdown. I don't know. Coming out there the 19th.
10?
Yeah, something like that.
9 or 10. She's going to be out here for the daytime Emmys.
Okay.
So.
Very cool, man. That was quite an experience. That was an interesting evening.
It always is.
Yes, it is.
Believe that.
What about your favorite singer and or band?
Oh, wow. Wow.
I know there are probably a lot, right?
Yeah, there are. That's a lot. Favorite. You know, there's a song I would love for all of you to hear. Is there a way I can get this to you so you could play?
Probably, yeah. If you want to.
That's
email
okay.
It,
well,
maybe.
We can always figure it out later. But
yeah,
I would
do that.
There's one song by an artist by the name of Joanne James, mm-hmm. who has written a song and sang this song. That would blow you away. It is deep and just powerful. I'd love to share that with you guys. I don't think you can get her CD either. But I would have to say, I don't know, man. I mean, there's a lot. I mean, I'm a huge fan of the Arctic Monkeys. I'm a huge fan of Pink. Pink Floyd. huge fan of Pink, but no, Pink Floyd. Who else? Just there's so many. I wouldn't know where to begin. I really don't know where to begin. Okay, here. I'm going to just pull it up. Oh, here you go. You ready for it? Radiohead.
Mm-hmm.
That would be my favorite. That would be my favorite. Radiohead would probably be my favorite. But this is where I'm at in my life right now, that Radiohead is my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if 10 years from now, it'd be a different scenario, of course, and 5 years ago was a different scenario. But right now, where I'm in my life, the three or four that I gave you, those are the ones that I tend to pay the most attention to. Another great artist, Chris Rea. I don't know if you guys, that would be like one of my favorite artists, just one
mm-hmm.
guy. would be Chris Ray. If you guys get a chance, he's got a beautiful voice. I mean, I'm not a woman, and it turns me on.
Well, everybody that you were mentioning right now, I know that the fans are all going, okay, I'm going to go find this music now because Dominic listens to it, and I want to hear it too. So
yeah, Radiohead,
they will definitely be checking it out.
Absolutely, especially the new Radiohead album, In Rainbows. If you guys, I mean, that one I want to recommend, like 100% I want to recommend to you guys. That's just a phenomenal, phenomenal album. I don't know if you guys heard about that one, but that was the one that they sold for whatever price the fans wanted to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And, you know, they did it just like that. It was wonderful they did that. Another woman that I think you guys would really enjoy is Kate Nash. Phenomenal, Kate Nash. And she has this one song called Dickhead. And I got to tell you, you women are going to love it. You guys are going to thank me, because any guy that ever pisses you off, just send this to him. Trust me, you'll get the point across. So number of others, I'm sure everybody else is, you know, I'm a big fan of Bruce Springsteen. You know, Coldplay's good. Ben Harper's great. The Beatles, of course, one of the best. Another good one is Angus and Julia Stone. If you guys get a chance, it's called Chocolates and Cigarettes, I think. Chocolates and Cigarettes, just Chocolates and Cigars, something like that. Phenomenal. Really, really good. Alexi Murdoch, Time Without something like that. Consequence, Time Without Consequence. And, yeah. You guys get those ones. Those are good ones. I gave you guys good ones.
Definitely will do that.
Definitely, definitely. Yeah, it's really good music. Really good music. Relaxed, chill music. Damien
right,
Rice.
Well, I want to take this caller, because this caller has been on hold since the show started.
Oh, crap.
So,
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so, so I want to take this person. So, area code 281, you are on with Dominic.
Oh, my gosh. Hi, Dominic.
How
name is Veronica Robles
so
from Houston.
I'm sorry to keep you waiting.
Oh, no, it's fine. I'm just writing all the stuff that you're saying right now, and I totally agree. I'm actually going to, when I finish, I'm going to go ahead and look on the computer right now.
Oh, right there on. Yeah. Well, I told you guys, it's very important to me to share good information, like stuff that really just fills you with inspiration and passion, and the
mm-hmm.
books and the movies or the music that I've said, I mean, those are what have inspired me. So, you know, if I could just pass something on, it's no big deal. I think you guys would enjoy it.
Oh, yes. I just want to say I got the first season of Night Shifter. You did a wonderful and awesome job, and the
Leo
is my
wonderful.
Favorite character.
Thank you.
And
oh,
I just recently saw the final approach on the Hallmark Channel that you were on. I saw you on there. You did a wonderful job.
Thank you. Yeah, that was at the beginning of last year, and that was kind of that was a rough little time for me. But thank you, I appreciate that.
And also
that.
I saw you on 24, the old episode of 24.
I have it
on DVD. I'm just a huge fan of your work, and just say congratulations on your new play. And,
oh, you're something else, honey. Thank you so much.
And
well, I look forward to doing more work to be able to hopefully give you more.
And just keep us up to date. What else are you going to be doing? Because I'm just a huge fan of your work, and I'm just say you just wow, you're just one of my favorite actors. I just want to say thank you so much. Thank you so much. And I'm just like a huge fan, and just love the character of Leo. Very funny. Made me laugh, and just love your character on General Hospital and Night Shifter. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're wonderful. I can't tell you. I can't tell you how much that means to me. Everything you just said and just sat with me. And I really appreciate that. You are absolutely wonderful. Thank you so, so much.
You're welcome.
I wouldn't know what to say.
It's okay.
Thank you so much, honey. You're absolutely wonderful.
No problem. Jen, Desiree, and oh, my gosh, I love the show. Thank you. I just love watching. I'm listening to the show right now. And, Dominic, you're awesome. You guys are awesome.
You're awesome.
Thank you.
And I just love the show. Thank you, guys. And Dominic, take care. And many blessings to you. And I'm just looking forward to what's up next for you.
Oh, my love to you, honey. I will do my best to keep everybody in the link. And I can't thank you enough for your wonderful words. And I'm glad to hear that. It keeps me motivated and wanting to move forward.
Oh, you're welcome. And you guys have a good night, okay?
Okay,
you too.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Take care of yourself, honey.
Thank
Have a great
you.
Evening.
You too. Bye.
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 That was sweet. Yeah, I love when fans do that.
Wonderful.
All right. Well, I see. We got two more callers on hold. So let's get to them. Area code 248.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing pretty good. I just want to let you know that I love your husband. And just like the previous caller, I just think that you're amazing. I love your work also.
Oh, sweetheart, thank you so much. What was your name? I didn't even catch your name.
I'm sorry. I didn't think I said my name. My name is Linda.
Linda. That's so nice of you. You're wonderful, honey. I really appreciate that. That's very kind of you. Like I said, without y'all's support and without the love I receive from you guys, I wouldn't know where to come from. So I can't thank you enough for that. It means the world. It really does.
Just listening to you talk also, you just seem like you're just so passionate. You seem like you're such a great guy. So I'm sure the cast loves having you around as well.
Oh, hopefully it's not just talk. I hope I'm not just talking here. I hope I'm doing what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, you are. I can tell. So I just have to say God bless him. I hope we see more of you around.
God bless, honey. I really appreciate that. I hope I could be around. I hope I could be around.
You will. All right.
Thanks.
You have a good night. Thank you.
You too, sweetie.
Thank
you too.
You.
Sleep well. Sweet dreams.
Bye.
Okay, and let's get to our other caller. I know who this is. Michelle.
Hello. Am I last?
Hi, Michelle.
You're
Hi,
always
Michelle.
Last, Michelle.
No. All right. That's because they always save the best for last.
That's right.
That's right, we do.
How are you, Miss Michelle?
I'm wonderful. I met you at the Hope for Haley event also.
Oh, right on.
And I actually just got around to sending the pictures to your MySpace of you and Anna Lynn that I took. So
okay.
Be on the lookout for them.
I definitely will. I definitely will. I guess. So how
I
are
had,
you? How's everything?
It's wonderful. I had to Google your place so I could find it.
Oh,
and I
did
think
you,
we're
did,
gonna
did,
we're
did,
gonna try and come on Friday night to see it.
Oh, sure. You'll be more than welcome.
Weekend.
Absolutely. Love to have you guys there.
What time on Friday night? I wanna go.
We gotta make sure our schedule.
Absolutely. Well, it'll be open, you know, the 10th, the 11th, 12th, and I think and then it'll go on every Thursday to Sunday from there on out.
Yeah. I don't
want to
go with them
I
on
don't
Friday.
Know exactly.
Des, we got to clear our schedule. What do we have on Friday?
Nancy.
Oh, we have Nancy. Darn it.
Sorry.
Huh?
We'll have to see Nancy first, and we'll have to go. All right, Nancy, we gotta go down
there
to play.
You said that would work.
Oh, okay. I just got it. La Vie en Rose.
Yeah.
It was the name of the movie that girl Marion Cotillard was in. La Vie en Rose.
Got it.
I know.
She won the Oscar.
I went back
she won the
like
Oscar
I,
this year, right?
I treaded back like 50 steps, but.
Yeah, she won the Oscar this year.
Beautiful, stunning woman.
Anyway, I'm so sorry. So Michelle.
Yeah.
It just came to me. I had to say it out. Michelle,
okay.
What's going on with you? How is everything?
It's wonderful. So your play should be over by 10.
Yeah, it should be over by that time. Yeah.
That gives you plenty of time to hop in your car and come back to the Sportsman's Thursday night and hit girls' night out.
That's right.
Well, you know what? I will try to. I will do my best to make it. I would definitely do my best to make it. In fact, I believe Kent and Manai and all of them will be there, right?
Yes. We've been working hard on this event. I'm working with them. We've been working hard on this event. We have the room for one, so there we will be there.
Right on, right on. Yeah, I'm, you know, if I come, it probably won't be till about 11, just because by the time I get out and get things rolling, get my stuff together, have to meet with people afterward, it takes a little time to get out of the theater. But, you know, what I'll do is I'll just, you know, take my stuff with me. And, you know, I don't want to promise anything, because I'll tell you, this is a piece where I know it's going to take it out of me every night. It's mm-hmm. going to be very hard for me to continue after displaying and going through what I'm going to have to go through every mm-hmm. night for this character, and what the play and what the writing requires me to do, that it might be a little tough and a little bit draining for me to, especially if it's going to be the first or second night, you know what I mean?
Right.
So let's just play it by ear. I'll do my best to make it. How about that?
Definitely.
I will definitely do my best to make it. I appreciate that. I really appreciate that invitation. I hope I could be there to see you.
Yeah, we'll be there. It'll be interesting. You know they're crazy.
Yeah. Can't I know.
Right. Well, you know what? My brother might be there, I'm sure. Maybe my brother will be there, but or maybe we can come together.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
Very cool, man. How is the little one? Was it Anna? Do you know who I'm talking about, Michelle? The young, what was her name? The young girl that had cancer.
Oh, Haley.
Haley. How's she doing?
She's doing good.
She's doing okay.
Good. She is. Cindy sent pictures the other day, in fact. Beautiful
you
little
sent
girl
me pictures?
With her little Cindy, who ran the event. I should tell her to send them to your MySpace so you can see her. She's beautiful.
I don't
her little bald head.
That. Huh?
She has her little bald head.
Little
she's
bald
beautiful.
Head. But she's doing okay? She's all right?
She is.
Good. Good.
Yeah.
She was precious. What a beautiful, beautiful young girl.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry I missed that event.
You live in New York. It's a little hard.
That's okay, honey. That's okay. Yeah, you live in New York. That was a very that was my first time, I think, being in a position where I was around young kids with, you know, I mean a couple times when I was younger, but it was my first time to be around, you know, like a group, a cluster of babies, kids, little children with cancer and all these different ailments. And it was, you know, it could do two things to you. You know, either it could break you and it could sadden you, or it gives you purpose to continue, and it gives you reason to keep fighting, and a reason to have respect for the very things that you get and we neglect. You know what I mean? I'll tell you, I'm very happy I was there that day, because it had a tremendous impact on me, because it was one of the first times I could tell you that I was around that. You know what I mean? To see a child and kind of understand in some technical way what they've had to go through, whether it is to lose their hair or being in a hospital. I mean, I wish her the best. I really do.
Definitely, and I'm sure there's going to be more events like this.
Yeah.
You know, so ones that really make a difference. So, yeah. Those are the special ones. I mean, we have a lot of fun at Fan Club Weekend, and, you know, having fun, you know, being crazy at the events and everything. But the ones that, you know, are really there for charity, and the ones that touch your hearts, are the special ones.
Yes.
That's beautiful, man.
Yeah, so, well, we had a really, really great time talking with you, and I could stay on the phone all night, but I'd be tired for work tomorrow, and then my boss wouldn't be happy. Oh, that's right, you have to go to work.
I got to go to work like in 15 minutes, so.
She does work the night shift, so.
I do work the night shift, so
there
you go.
the true stallion. Good for you. Good for you. Well, I don't know if I should say that. You're probably like, shut up. Get me a job.
Oh, it's fine. I enjoy working the night shift, so it's fine.
That's cool. I'm sure what we did on TV was nothing compared to what you guys do.
You know what? I just work in a grocery store, so it's not that big of a
deal. Oh, okay. wait.
I just work the night shift.
Okay.
But what do you mean, Dr. Lopez?
Oh yeah, what do you mean, Dr. Lopez?
Oh yeah, nothing.
Now I'm starting to get ideas. I'm starting to get thoughts.
Oh God.
I'm being stimulated. What's going on?
Me and Desiree are probably like the two craziest girls that you'll ever meet.
I could tell, man. Grocery stores and the way you guys giggle, I can't imagine what goes on.
Sorry.
We have that's why we call her. We could always tell when Desiree's at an event because
you can hear me in my hallway.
We just hear her laughing, or if somebody just goes to Sebastian Roche, she starts giggling.
Oh, I love you. I love Sebastian, so of course.
He's a good guy.
We got love for most of the GH cast. So we love pretty much like all you guys. You know.
Right,
pretty much almost everybody that was actually on night shift, like Bradford.
Definitely. Oh yeah.
Probably sick of seeing us by now. Like, okay, go. And yeah, so but we had a really really great time, you know, talking with you, and this is one of my favorite shows. This is so awesome.
Oh my God, so mine too.
Yeah, man, yeah. Mine too. No, you guys have been absolutely wonderful. I got to tell you, I'm happy that tonight, I guess, happened to be the night where I felt very comfortable talking to the people I did and, you know, being open and honest and not that I'm not, but, you know, being more than usual, you know, exposing things and then being open with you and everybody else. And I'm happy I was able to do that, and I feel happy having done that.
Yeah, well, before we let you go, we were wondering if you would do a promo for us.
Sure.
You know, something like, this is Dominic Rains, and you're listening to Stardust Radio. So, whenever you're ready.
Okay. This is Dominic Rains, and you're listening to the very best of Stardust Radio with your hosts, Jennifer and Desiree. Can't miss them.
Ooh, very good. I like that one.
I know, me too.
putting,
good to go.
I'm putting that one first.
Yeah, I know, huh?
Oh, thank you very, very much, Dominic. And anytime you want to come back, you just let us know.
I will definitely do that. You guys have been wonderful. It was a pleasure to talk to you both and to talk to all the fans out there.
Thank you very much.
Yes. For all of them still listening, thank you all once again. I look forward to continuing my journey and having you all a part of it. So I wish you all the best, and take care of yourselves.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
My love.
Great. Have
all
a
right,
great
day.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye, Jesse.
I know.
I love Dominic.
Me too. He is wonderful.
Yeah, this is definitely, I love, you know, like I said before, I love his passion, and he's just he's wonderful. I hope he comes to San Clube, and I hope we get to go to play.
Oh, I hope so, too.
We're going to have to work that out.
I know.
Well, you, Missy, have to get to work.
Yeah, well, tell them who's on the show tomorrow. I mean, I don't know if they're going to be able to hear or not.
Oh, yes. Yeah, well, they'll be able to hear it in archive, because I know that we are no longer streaming live. But tomorrow we have Kiko Ellsworth. Who played,
yay.
Well, actually, who was introduced as Jamal
That's
Woods
true.
On General Hospital, who then moved to Port Charles and became a vampire, but then came as back as Stan on General Hospital, but nobody realizes that Stan and Jamal look a lot alike and that Jamal was a vampire. But anyway, we'll get into more of that tomorrow. And then on Thursday.
Oh.
Thursday.
It's your show.
We have just, okay, I'm going to be biased, but we have Miss Natalia Livingston.
Yes.
Our dearly departed Emily Quartermain.
Yes, we do.
Miss her.
Oh, I know.
And then coming up next week, Jason Gearhart.
That's, yes. I guess I should prepare for that one, huh?
Yes, you should definitely prepare for that one. And you should prepare for the 23rd when we have the one, the only Mr. Greg Vaughn.
Yay, the other half of the greatest super couple never to be on screen. Ducky.
Only at personal appearances.
Only
Ducky.
At personal appearances, yes. Can't wait for him. Oh.
Yeah, so we have pretty exciting shows coming up.
Yes, I know. Awesome.
Oh, yes, on Friday, I forgot to mention, Friday coming up, we have Bree Williamson from One Life to Live.
That should be an awesome
show.
Definitely
check that out because Bree is definitely a fan favorite. She's been on the show for a while now. I mean, Erin Torpey used to play Jessica, but since Bree has taken over, I mean, she's phenomenal.
Yes. And on Monday the 16th?
Monday the 16th, we have Robbie Carrico from American Idol Season 7. I know, let me prepare myself for that one.
So we have some pretty good shows coming up in the future.
We do.
I'm very excited about all of them.
Well, will continue on tomorrow night. So.
Yes, can't wait. I will talk to you then.
Yes,
I am
definitely.
Off to work.
You are off to work. All right. Good night, everybody. Thanks for joining us.
Bye-bye.
Bye.